Oh my God, that went platinum, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The Super Bowl Shuffle.
Many have called it, Wendy, the greatest song ever written.
The worst dancing ever by Steve Fuller.
The worst dancing by Steve Fuller of all time. And yet it went on to sell over 3.5 billion copies somehow. We have greatness in the studio. There's no question about that. Lee Steinberg, Super Agent Lee Steinberg, is with us right now, as well as two members of the 1985 World Championship Chicago Bears, Richard Dent and William the Refrigerator Perry. And great to see all of you. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
Thanks for being
great.
Here.
Great. Pleasure. How
so you, Richard Dent, are going to get roasted. Are you ready for this? It's going to get ugly, isn't it?
Well, it is sunny outside right now, I tell you. I'm going to have to enjoy the sun because it's going to come raining down.
Oh, your teammates are not going to go easy on you.
Who would say something bad about you? That's impossible.
It's a roast.
Yeah, it's a roast.
It's going to end early because no one's going to say anything bad about Richard Dent.
But yet, I who is that singing like that?
It's somebody's phone.
Who is that? Oh, that's
is that
me.
Your phone?
Well, that's my phone.
It's McMichael calling you right
it's
now.
It's McMichael.
I knew
he got
it.
A joke.
I knew it.
He can't wait. He just can't wait. But yeah, it's going to be fun. You know, it's a pleasure to let your friends kind of beat you up, but for a good cause at the end of the day, you know.
And the cause is?
The Better Boys Foundation. That's what you've been around in Chicago here for. Over 50 years and, you know, in the North Lawndale area that, you know, what they've been doing for the city of Chicago and what they did for the NFL for many years. You know, the little Oscar trophy that I used to love to look forward to get sometimes that was awesome. So, but, you know, it's nice to bring my buddy in town here.
Fridge.
Come and beat me up. Somebody I relied on 24/7. We relied on each other. We used to dictate over on the right-hand side. And we used to send everybody's going to the left. You know, we used to call that side of the field 294. And people run over there all day and don't pay no tolls. You know? So between Hampton and Steve, they got all the action. We had to run the action down. Right, William?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we in great times.
William, were you ready for, I don't know how anyone could be ready for what happened to you. You were a guy, you came up through the ranks, then all of a sudden you were a superstar in record time. Were you ready for that?
Well, you know, you went through, you know, your college and you know, you had fun, and then you get up in the big league and you never know what, you know, to expect. And then all of a sudden everything just went you know, haywire, and then I just enjoyed and had fun with it, and I still do. So, you know, it was great, and you know, had fun, you know, fun with the whole situation.
Yeah.
And you know, you say have fun, and that was the difference between then and now. You guys played very hard, but you guys had fun with each other.
Well, we had fun. William, you know, he was a defensive ball player that decided to put on offense to punish the other defensive team.
Yep.
And yet he went to stardom, you know. And you had jealousy on the team, but at the end of the day, William took it, as, you know, very well, never acted like he was someone special than anybody else. But yet, you know, we really enjoyed, you know, playing together and being the best that we can be.
William, to this day, if I hear the words, open the door, what's going to follow? The light goes on. That's from one of your commercials. If I hear the phrase, open the door,
open the door.
The light goes on.
You remember
that? You just keep on going and stuff. You don't, you don't sit there, you know, you worry about anything. You just have fun with it, and you move on to the next. And,
right.
And, you know, like, just like I said, you enjoy yourself and don't worry about the rest.
So true.
We all look forward to meeting the 85 Bears. I mean, you guys are legendary. What the hell is going on right now with the Bears?
I don't know.
They losing.
That's it. Plain and simple. William figured it out. They're losing. They need to do it differently.
I mean,
they need Ditka back.
You can't say too much about it. You know, they got to, you know, pull together, put themselves together, and start playing as one.
Yep.
You know, just like we did. Yeah, you play as one, and one. Take care of the other, and then everything works out.
Let's hope so. Let's hope so.
We got a little ways to go, but, you know, they have done so bad in draft, it really kind of hurt. It's hard. Not many people, you know, giving out free agents, you know, people keeping those guys. But when you don't draft well, then, you know, if you look at the 83 class, I think one of the best drafts in the National Football
Without
League.
Question.
Right after that, you know, we got Kevin Butler. We got William. Everybody that got drafted from the next 4 or 5 years came in.
It paid
and
off.
Made a big contribution to the team. And that's how it takes.
If you wouldn't mind, a question for Lee Steinberg. Lee, you've been an agent for more than 4 decades. You've seen sports teams come and go. What did this team have that made them so magical, do you think?
Well, they had pizzazz. They were probably the most exciting team with the most characters and personalities I've ever seen. And when you came into Chicago, I've never seen a city so transfixed as this city was. There were more players who had their own radio shows or television shows than in most of the cities across the country combined. I'm just here as a representative of all the quarterbacks who were dismembered and put into the hospital by these two gentlemen. Now, at one point, I'm representing half the starting quarterbacks in the NFL, and they were dented and redented, and they were refrigerated so badly that on Saturday, I get the chance to speak for all the downtrodden quarterbacks in the league that these two gentlemen put into cardiac arrest.
They're all in old folks' homes.
Yes, they are in the old folks' homes. And the only thing that would bring me to Chicago and leave Los Angeles, which had about 80-degree weather, is the Better Boys Foundation, which every time I come to this city, I'm amazed the things they do to try to help disadvantaged folks and bring hope back into people's lives. It's an amazing cause. Richard is one of the great players to ever play, but he's also one of the great humanitarians. And people should come out and support the cause. It's going to be fun. This classic group of clowns will be unbelievable to hear, and it's going to be an event that you just can't miss.
Open bar, you know, you got Chicago 5 or 6, 7, what I call them.
Yeah,
I don't know what they are.
So you got Steve McMichael, you've got Dan Hampton.
Yeah, you got Otis Wilson. Yeah,
Mama's Boy Otis.
Yeah, we're going to have a couple other guys. Eric Dickerson will come in. He'll be crying about the old playoff game. And Marcus Allen will be crying about that he couldn't go out and block when we knocked out, you know, two of their quarterbacks after they won the Super Bowl.
So, hey, Marcus Allen was just mentioned in the O.J. movie.
Yeah.
Did you see that other? Are you watching the O.J., the People versus O.J. Simpson?
I peeped in and out. But, yeah, that's a USC guy, so, you know. That's USC
I saw
thing.
Cuba Gooding on Radio Row, and we reminisced about our Jerry Maguire days.
Oh, you did? Yeah. For people who don't know, the character of Jerry Maguire is based on you, isn't it, Lee? It is.
Well, Cameron Crowe and I spent a lot of time, and so we're out on Radio Row. And Cuba ran across the way and he shouted, "Show me the money."
It still works, doesn't it? All right, we got to take a quick break. Okay. More with Lee Steinberg, with Richard Dent, with William, the Refrigerator Perry. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200, it's Bill and Wendy.
And the whole roast of Richard Dent held this Saturday, February 20th. We got to get this out. This Saturday, Revel Fulton Market. If you want info, you can go to WGNradio.com. Or you can go to bbffamilieservices.org. We'll get you caught up with who's going to be there, what's what.
Come on out.
Did you say open bar, by the way?
Open bar.
All right. Well, got me
tickets
at open.
Sold. We just sold some tickets.
There you go. So you know how that's going to go.
It'll work. More after this. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Bear down, Chicago Bears, the 85 Bears, the only Bears that matter in our book.
Bears that matter. Is there any regret? You guys lost one game to the Miami Dolphins. Do you ever look back at it and say, oh, if only we had won, or does it just not matter?
Nah, you know, they actually should have showed up. You know, they was the best team in the AFC that couldn't make it. You know, we really were looking forward to it. I remember Jim O'Cover telling him, hey, man, take it easy on Danny. I said, okay. But that was at the Pro Bowl. But I see if he showed up for the Super Bowl –
Yeah, then it's a different story.
You know, tonsils. I'm going to have to get those tonsils out.
Lee Steinberg is here, Super Agent Lee Steinberg, along with, as Wendy said, Richard Dent and William Perry. Yeah. William, I'm sure you're aware of this, but there was a time here in Chicago where on people's refrigerators, on the left door was a big number 7, and on the right door was a big number 2. That was a tribute, appliance-wise, to you, sir.
Well, you know, that was wonderful, and everybody had... took to me, and they was enjoying themselves, and I was enjoying myself, you know, with the whole situation, and it was fun.
Sure,
it was fun days and stuff, and right now I'm still laughing about it and having good times with it. For me, you look back on times and you see yourself, you know, big as I was running the football. I mean, yeah. it's still funny to me. So, I mean, it's just great.
Yeah. It's not funny to try to tackle him, but go ahead.
There was a G.I. Joe figure of you. I had a small G.I. Joe figure that was William Perry. You've seen that, right? You know about that.
Oh, yeah. G.I. Joe?
Yeah. Yeah. Just tell you how big it is. Yeah, not often.
Joe. Yeah. Yes.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Wearing a Bears jersey?
Like fatigue pants and a Bears jersey.
A hammer for a weapon. Yeah.
Which they wouldn't let you use in the NFL.
I remember, yes.
Yeah. Did you have Super Grip? Was it Super Grip? Was it one of those?
It wasn't Kung Fu Grip.
It was a hammer with like a big iron ball on it.
How about stuff. That?
Yeah.
It
was, how great it was, is that?
It was funny.
Yeah.
All right, so the roast is going on.
That's large, but go ahead.
The roast of Richard Dent will be held this Saturday. Yes. It's Feb 20, Revel Fulton Market. You can go to WGNRadio.com. or the Better Boys Foundation website, bbffamilieservices.org. Some listeners had some questions, and, you know, I don't know.
What we got?
Well, they want your take on the 30 for 30, the ESPN thing, which I have not seen yet. It's on my DVR.
Well, it cast a light that a lot of folks knew about Buddy Ryan and Mike Ditka, but yet they didn't know about, you know, like folks talk about Peyton Manning, how smart he is. But, you know, the other players have to be smart, too, and how Buddy was about giving us the game and allowing us to make decisions out there. And not many folks understood what was taking place. And just every time you jump to a formation, we would jump to something or we would blitz. Folks just didn't understand. But I think, you know, you can have a great scheme, but if you don't have great players – nothing's going to come out of it. You know, I really appreciate the guys that I played with because we were all on the same page all the time. We had two crazy coaches, and we was crazy too. So, you know, it was, you know, I think a team is kind of patterned off of his coach. And
you can't have that many guys together not have some squabbles amongst the guys, right?
I mean, in football, I mean, you got 11 guys. In basketball, you're looking at, you know, 5. You know, you can win, but in football, you need a good 10, 12, 15 guys, good ball players, to win championships. And, you know, I was just disappointed we didn't win more, you know, which I thought that we could have. You know, that was during my prime.
Yep.
And, you know, when you play 64 games with the Super Bowl and you lose 10 mm-hmm. – yeah, what's the problem here? I mean, that, you can put that up against anybody that ever played in the last 4 years and lose 10 games out of 64, and you had home field advantage before you. So I was a little disappointed with that. And so in 30 for 30, it talks about, you know, the quarterback situation. I felt that we didn't manage the quarterback situation well. You know, we brought in Doug Flutie, somebody. To me, that's disrespect to Fuller and Tomczak, who's been on your team. And that, you know, this guy come in 4 weeks into the – in another season, and you start him. You know, if we win that, then you're going to change Vince Lombardi Trophy to the Mike Ditka Trophy, mm-hmm. if we could pull that out. But he had a defense that could play like that. But we always knew that, you know, we could spot our opponents 9 points because we knew we was good for one, good for a score, or good for a field goal. So anything above that, we knew we was kind of in trouble. But, you know, we won the one like it's never been won before. And we, you know, we had a ball trying to win, you know, some more.
Did you ever play injured?
All the time.
Yeah.
Well, you know, my college coach always tell me, if you didn't have a doctor bill, you're running from people. So you're gonna be hurt. Yeah. That comes with it. You know, that comes with it, you know. Bruises are bruises. If it's not broke, then, you know, there's no need in trying to fix it.
How are you getting around today? The hips hurt, the knees hurt, shoulders.
Toes hurt, you know. I got a bad toe and a hip, and, you know, you got to love everything. I'm just trying to, you know, keep flexible and,
right.
you know, and try to, you know, take care of myself
yeah.
as much as I can.
I'll ask this of all three of you. Yeah. Many times your team, that 85 Bears team, is called the best that's ever been in the game of NFL football. Do you agree with that? Do you think you're the best that ever was?
What do you think?
William, what do you think?
Well, you know, at the time, yes. I mean, you know, can't say no because, you know, we went out there and, we played together.
Sure.
And we had fun doing it. And, yeah. I couldn't say no more. I'm a rookie coming in and, you know, with all these guys. And, I mean, I'm just having the time of my life. And then, you know, all of a sudden, you know, we up in the, you know, we in the Super Bowl. So, I mean, you know, you couldn't ask for nothing else, you know, better than that. So, I mean, we enjoyed ourselves.
Good.
It was great.
Sure looked
rookies,
like it.
Rookies had two jobs. They had to bring the donuts on Saturday and milk, and they had to carry the film projector. But that's you know, what you had to do. But and I think you were the only rookie on the team that year. And didn't nobody else make it, I think. Butthead was with you, too. But, Butthead with you, yeah. But, when people talking about Denver right now, they need to try to beat, you know, Baltimore or somebody or Tampa Bay defense. You can't just jump to the top. You know what I mean? You can't. You know, we didn't allow any points. Okay.
Well, I think
at halftime we had minus yards. You know, so we weren't giving up much. Go ahead.
I think if you look at the depth of that team and you start going into the number of star players they had, it was pretty stunning.
Sure.
Position by position. Now I had a quarterback for the first time in my career. In the 1986 Super Bowl, after mm-hmm. the 1985 season, I was so excited. What a thrill. His name was Tony Eason.
Mm-hmm.
And for about 5 minutes in New Orleans, it was a thrill until these two gentlemen and their cohorts got on Tony Eason. He lasted about half the game, and his career was never the same after that.
Yep.
So that Super Bowl, they completely crushed the New England Patriots. That was as dominant a Super Bowl performance as I've ever seen. So from that standard, they were head and shoulders above everyone else at the time they were playing.
Well, we didn't – there's no disrespect to the Patriots. We had played them a lot of part in the year, I think right after the Miami game. So we knew what we was getting into, and that was a tough game here in Chicago. But, you know, our mind was set. You know, you come out with a song 8 weeks into the season talking about the Super Bowl and the Super Bowl shuffle and whatever, you know. It was about getting it done. You know, Chicago, the people here had broad shoulders, felt, comfortable about, you know, what we was doing. They could brag. They knew that we was going to come through. And after losing the year before, you know, and we got on that plane coming back from San Francisco, we said we're going to come back and we're going to kick everybody's tail.
And Willie Gault goes running down that sideline, and there's no one there except
right.
Willie Gault.
That's world class.
Boy, did you guys get it done.
Yeah,
a team for the ages.
And did any other team have a video?
Well, everybody tried. You know, you should ask Marcus about that. You know, the Raiders came up with something, you know, and they tried to, you know, coming up with something, you know, that's one thing, but meaning it.
Delivering
the package is what it comes to, you know. And we had guys who didn't like it, you know, thought we were too cocky, afraid. Hampton didn't. Yeah, he was a little afraid. Oh, you're putting bad luck on us. Hey, man.
Oh, he just can't dance.
Right, there you go. You know that,
Hemp,
right?
I hope you weren't listening.
Until you give him some cocktails,
right.
Then he can try to dance.
Then, wow, check him out. Sacked, the roast of Richard Dent. It's this Saturday, February 20th, the Revel Fulton Market. We have Richard Dent in the studio, William the Fridge Perry, and Lee Steinberg. You can go to WGNradio.com or BBFFamilyServices.org for more information. Who do you think is going to be the meanest roast to you?
Oh, I don't know. I get the last word.
You get a comeback.
I get the last word. Yeah.
Oh,
so you know,
it's gonna,
you know, with an open bar, come on, open bar and what is it? Dressed in black tie, black sheep, yeah, whatever you want to.
And all the F bombs.
Right. And these guys gonna sing a little bit. So I don't know if they're singing before or after the roast.
They're bringing you in.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I have something to talk about. These guys getting on the stage, which I grew up with seven brothers and all. We used to have our own little talent show in the backyard. But I've been trying to maybe try to do something with these guys. But
yeah, join the band. And Walter
maybe
Payton was an original member, right?
Right. Walter was the original drummer there. So they're keeping that legacy going. And it's a pleasure. It's a family atmosphere. And it's an opportunity to reach out and touch, you know, many people in the North Lawndale areas, which, you know, what we can do there can maybe broaden our horizon throughout our city, because we all responsible for our city. We can't rely on our politicians to take care of our city.
Have a great time Saturday night, and thank you for what you guys did. You brought the city a championship that we'll never forget. So thank you guys.
And we may never see it again.
Right, well.
No, never see that.
We hope you get another one.
Fingers crossed.
You might not see what we did, but we hope we get another one.
Thank you guys.
Thank you so much.
We're after this. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.